closed for over 15 years now, and it's something that had been part of my own party's manifesto with the last general election and was then translated into the programme for government commitment. And I met with the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, recently, and he confirmed to me that Cabinet has now approved the preparatory works in relation to the assessments that are required, with a view to being able to re-establish a public service obligation route between Derry and Dublin by the end of 2026. This is going to involve obviously engaging with Derry Airport, who the Minister will be meeting again the management of quite shortly now, but also working with the Shared Island Unit as well, with a view to stepping out the various stages involved in getting to that point. But certainly the fact that it was in the programme of government was a very significant step forward, and I welcome the fact now that it has been approved at Cabinet level to do the work necessary to see it re-established, and the commitment there to try and complete that work in time for the end of next year, and with the objective of having it re-established for the end of 2026.
Can this all be done internally, as it were, or does there have to be involvement from the UK and the EU?
Yeah, it's something that the Irish government will be engaging with the Northern Ireland Executive on as well. But it is something that the Irish government and their programme for government have been very committed to. It's something we're looking to see, and it's something that the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has had a long-standing commitment to trying to re-establish as well. So through the Shared Islands Initiative, or unit that he set up, the commitment is there to explore how that can be utilised to try and re-establish something which really is at the essence of our shared island connectivity, and particularly from an air point of view in terms of connecting the regions, northwest here with Dublin, but also in terms of the onward connectivity that gives. We've seen the Heathrow route out of Derry Airport be really important in terms of being able to link the northwest up to parts around the world, and also being able to re-establish a route to Dublin would equally really enhance that product as well. So I look forward now over the period of time to working with Derry Airport and also with the Minister for Transport to seeing this work continue, with the objective of having the PSO established for the end of next year.
Obviously a key to this is going to be identifying and securing an airline to operate the service. As part of these preliminary discussions, will there be preliminary discussions with potential airlines that will operate the service, or does that come further down the line?
I think that would come further down the line. The assessment at this point in time would be the economics of it, the amount of a public service obligation, funding requirement which would be there for the route to be viable and to be profitable for an airline to take on. And then the next step after that then would be to tender it through the public tender process for airlines to apply for. So it's at the initial stages now in terms of the assessment. The belief and the hope is that can be concluded at a stage where it could be all operational by the end of next year. Obviously, that would take a lot of work and pressing in the meantime, but I think it's something that's entirely doable, and certainly I look forward to working with the Minister for Transport and the Shared Island Unit as well in relation to moving this forward and working with Derry Airport and the Northern Executive with the objective of seeing, after 15 years now, getting to that point where we can have the Derry-Dublin air route re-established.